Friday.
Friday all week.
Enjoy that rainy weekend.
It looked yesterday like we might get a break Saturday. Like it might not be raining Saturday.
In this morning, it's hit and miss. Not going to be a washout. Supposed to deliver today, so hopefully everything goes well.
Deliver to your work or your house?
Deliver to the house. Sometimes I have them delivered to work. The problem with work is, like, you know, nobody's there to receive on Saturday and Sunday.
I stuck on the truck over the weekend and didn't get your hands on it.
Delivered to the house, and then, so. Hopefully it won't be too bad. I haven't heard of packages getting stolen in our neighborhood.
Oh my God. Because I'm sure it's not going to be a little baggage. It's going to probably be a long baggage that's got any ham sticks in it. And then get it home and I'm like, what the crap is this?
I imagine it's probably 6 inches by 6 inches square by probably 4 feet long. That's probably what it is.
This is a bunch of CB crap.
Get here anyway, right?
And everybody says it's CB stuff.
Get it up, see how it performs. And that, so, yeah, we'll see. We still on today to hook up somewhere?
Do that. So you won't get off till 4, right?
Yeah.
Give me about 3 o'clock or so, text or whatnot. Just text me and I'll get it set up, figuring out where we can meet right off of 85.
Like I said, I don't mind riding over to your house. It doesn't matter to me.
If you want to do that, I can meet you at the house. Basically, you just come up I-26 and get off exit 10. So you'll probably add about 16 miles of your trip, or I guess you could go the back way home, like 292 or something, towards Greer.
Jump on 9 since I'm coming from the north anyway, and then on the way coming back, jump on 26 and just come back down, right? There at Camping World, that's what, John Dodd Road, and then take a right, and that'll take me over here to Lyman.
That would be good. Or like I said, a lot of times when I go to Greer, I live right off of 292, so it'll take you straight through him and dump you out at right there in Greer, right where the old Pizza Hut used to be and everything, where 129 and 29 come together. It dumps you out right before that red light.
Get familiar with it.
3 o'clock, if you want to meet me at the house, we can do that. And I'll send you my address, or if you want to meet on the way, we'll do it either way. Don't matter to me.
And if you could just have a regular day, you could get off whenever you wanted, right? You wouldn't have to be waiting on me.
Point, because, I mean, I really don't want to stay till 4, but, but I will. But, yeah, that's a great idea, Ken. I like that. That's awesome.
Since it was Friday, you'd be chomping at the bit to get out of there. So, yeah, we'll just meet at your house if you don't mind. And it looks like it. The address is like Summer Wind or something like that.
As soon as you get off of 26 and you take a right, it's just like a mile and a half on the left. The little neighborhood's right there at the big, huge water tower, and then you take a left right after that. But I'll text you all that this evening. But it's not hard to find. GPS take you right to it.
I certainly appreciate it. And that'll help me get it going. I guess I could, like, hook my radio up. And I guess I would take the tuner out of the circuit, hook the radio up, put it on low power, and turned on SWR meter and key it up, and it should tell me something, right? In watts, I'll still get the same results, but it won't burn the radio up.
You can turn it down. I mean, it'll, you know, that affects your SWR a little bit, but yeah, I mean, in all reality, but I think the plus side of the tuner is you can be set up in the yard or whatnot and adjust it, because you'll have to adjust each hamstick to the band before you put it up.
It comes with some dimensions that tells you here's a good starting spot. You know what I mean? Then you got to tune each one, and since the octopus has, you know, one on each side, you got to make them both the same length. And then I got to tune all the others, the 6, the 10, the 12, and then I got to tune them individually, and then I guess when they're all together, it might affect them a little bit.
They'll be kind of acting like a dipole, so you'll need to tune both ends at the same time, right? Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah, so that would be the inconvenient part if you having to do it in the house or hook the radio up to it, but the analyzer, it'll just, you know, constantly give you the SWR, so like when you're touching it, it'll go up and it'll settle back down. Sometimes when I do that, leave it on for so long, it gets a little weird, and I always just turn it back on, it works fine, but I don't know if that's the battery going low or what, but I also have a little 12-volt adapter where you can plug it into something, but it's got the batteries. I think it's got plenty of batteries in it, but I'll double-check.
If I decide to put the antenna up on the roof, then I can just climb up there and adjust them while I'm up there, right?
You know, being close to them will affect the SWR a little bit, so you want to step away from them just to get the reading, but you know, a couple feet, 4 or 5 feet maybe should be fine. That's usually what I do. When you're touching it, it will go up and then it'll come back down, but I think it'll be all right. It won't be that bad. KO4C.
75 meters, you know, the bandwidth is really narrow, so you gotta adjust it for where you like to talk at. But it should be that if I adjust it where I want, and then I have my tuner, the tuner should be able to fix it to where I can talk on most of it, I hope.
So, I mean, at least for the radio's sake, as far as, you know, how well it transmits, that'll affect it a little bit, but, I mean, you'll get full power out, right, because the radio sees the 50 ohms, so it'll put it all out, and then, you try it. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
On my wire, and it wasn't exactly right. I mean, some of the bands were, you know, 2 to 1, 2 point something to 1, and I didn't get, you know, all the power I could get out of it, but it worked, and that, so I'm hoping this should be a lot better.
I'm going to say the results you get. I really wish you had the little things you can hook your radio up to a digital. Although it'd be interesting one day to come over and do a whisper test and just see where your antennas are getting out. But, you know, of course, that'll change based on certain conditions and stuff. But, you know, whisper's that low power mode. It runs for like 2 minutes flat at 5 watts or less. And you can see where all your signals received at.
They do that. That ain't no problem. Anytime you want to come over. Early next week, or are you just getting off on Friday and leaving for the beach on Saturday?
I was going to take Friday off, but my niece's graduation is on Friday, so my wife won't do that. I changed plans, and we're going to do that this afternoon, Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I mean, no, nice. I am ready. I'm ready to go down and relax.
You're, man, it is so scratchy. I barely got that.
Whatever it is, it's right here at Highway 290, right before exit 63. Every day when I'm going up this hill, y'all say the same thing. So something about this area has changed or something.
Spots just like that, it just all of a sudden they changed, and it's like, I didn't used to have an issue, but now I got an issue, because that last transmission of yours was good.
Bottom of the hill. I mean, I was transmitting there, but I don't know, it's almost every day now, so I'm going to have to remember that. And that's still full power, so it's got to, I wonder if it's the leaves, you know, you got the leaves in now, where during the winter we didn't have any issues.
Could be that.
Antennas and stuff up this weekend, it'd be interesting to see if we can get on 80 meters and communicate next weekend from the beach.
I would like to think on that, unless it's, you know, if I put it up high, I'd overshoot you probably, right? If I put it down lower, I could probably make it.
Is it going to be vertical, or is it going to be the horizontal?
They're actually calling it 75, but it's going to be horizontal.
I really think on, you know, 80 meters, you know, if you got it 30 foot off the ground, you're still getting some NVIS. It's probably not a ton, but, you know, as long as that wavelength is, you're still fairly close to the ground with 20, 30 foot.
When I do check into the single sideband net and the net controls down there by the beach, I mean, I can talk to them real good.
And I'll be on 5 watts when I go, or 10 watts when I go to the beach.
Where to go down there?
That little Zygo, man, that thing, it'll tune just about anything up.
And if you had to, you could stick a coat hanger in it, right?
In a coat hanger, at least give it a good shot. But down there, I'll probably have my infant halfways that I'll be running off of. And I got a mask that I put on the back of the camper. And so it'll run it up. It'll hold it. So hopefully that'll do it. But yeah, if you get everything put up, we need to try it next weekend.
Give it a shot.
Not today. I'm just now getting off on my egg.
A pickup truck. Looks like they're cement workers. They're pulling a trailer. The darn trailer don't have any lights on it. The pickup truck's only got one light on the back. The tag is all messed up. It's like, man, that's just asking to get pulled over.
Going at first thing in the morning, sneaking through the dark, that way I won't get caught.
35 and a 50. I mean, that's a dead ringer to get noticed, right?
So, I mean, it definitely don't sound like a great idea if going too slow, but yeah, I wonder if it starts swaying if it goes too fast.
Hopefully today will be a better day than yesterday. Yesterday, they kept me in the road till 10:30.
Yesterday, and I saw that, you know, 85 was backed up when I got off work. So I went that little cut-through road. There's a cut-through road from 101 all the way to 295. And so I went that way. I popped out. I got right back on the interstate. And I'll be darned if it wasn't still backed up there. I didn't have to stay on it too long, but man, I was so ill. Thought I got around it, and I just ended up popping right back out at the beginning of it.
Because I was talking with Patrick, and it's like, oh man, the traffic was backed up. I said, oh, bet your check before he gets on there, because it was just past 29. It was all messed up, and that it was dead stopped. There was a wreck in the left hand lane.
That's exactly what I did. I went all the way to 29 or 290, and I got off there, and it was still backed up just a little bit, but. It was mostly cleared up. At least it wasn't too bad. I was sitting in all that traffic the whole time. So, but all right, Ken. Well, I am pulling in the parking lot. I'm going to need to jump out of the truck and head on in here to the meet. So hopefully we'll holler at you this evening, but we'll definitely see you either way. And I'll text you. If I don't text you around 3, you just text me, and I'll send you my address and everything, which don't QRZ, but still. I'll send it to you. And we'll see you after a while. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
I'm good to finally meet you. And this afternoon, you have an awesome Friday the 13th. And I'll catch you this evening. KN4CFW.